संग विलोक्यागतम प्रेष्ठम प्रत्युत्फुल्ल दृशो बला उत्तस्थ जुगपत सर्वान्तन्न प्राणम इव आगतम तम मीन्स कृष्ण decide that Krishna is coming. He has appeared before us. Prishtam Priyatam Pratit Phulla Dishobala Sing Krishna Avala Gopistri Pai Avala Bala means bal, or no strength, avala. Why? It has been told that Krishna left them and they were weeping. So they are avala. But really, they are not avala. They become so happy that their mouth become like a lotus flower. And it becomes so that if a dead person his prana again came. So all the gopis, having newly prana, they stood up and they, what to do, they were thinking. Yeah. Jiva Goswami is telling, at first Krishna did not appear among them, a little distance, as if he is coming from any kunj. So he appeared and then he was coming to gopis, seeing Krishna, because in Vishnu Puran, he has quoted Vishnu Puran, that ततो देद्रशु आयंतम विकाशी मुखपंकजम लाइक यस कोटेड एनी विष्णु पुराण से श्लोक गोपी सा दैट कृष्ण इज लाफिंग एंड कमिंग स्माइलिंग एंड कमिंग इन श्रीमद भागवत इट इज नॉट रिटन दैट ही वॉज कमिंग ही एट वंस अपियर्ड as a Manmathman. But other Puran it has been told. So Jiva Goswami is telling that at first they were weeping, eyes were full of tears. When they saw that, oh, Krishna is here, they became so happy. And the tears, then they like so.
Wiped away the eyes.
And they began to see very carefully. Whether we are seeing or we are in dream or anything more, they said that no, it is not a dream. But what we are seeing, it is real. Vilokya means be alokya. Vilokya means to avalokan means to see. आप भी मैंने विशेष रूपेण, विशेष रूपेण मीन्स
मोर फॉर मोर ग्रेटर
मोर केयरफुली दे आर से डूइंग सो वॉशिंग द टीयर्स. They were not believing that Krishna is here, Krishna is coming. So they are seeing bar bar again and again that we are true seeing or what. For about so many hours they were weeping and searching. So at first they could not believe. Here abala means they were weeping for Krishna, and in dirah they have become so weak that they were sitting or lying on the ground. They have no power to stand up, but when they saw Krishna they at once became stand up and a pran came, life came. Prestham. What is the meaning of prestham?
Dearmost.
They were abusing Krishna that he has no love, affection for us. And Krishna is certainly a very cruel person. But now, when Krishna coming, smiling, and with kritagyata, with
gratitude,
then oh, certainly he is our priyatam. Their view was changed. This is the speciality of Krishna. When Kauravas and Pandavas and Draupadi was praying Krishna to come and to save, but at last Krishna could not come. And Dushasan was snatching the cloth, and she was about to be naked. Everything was to be spoiled. But Krishna at last came in the nick of time. And all said, oh, Krishna is so much dayalu, merciful. They will at first guessing, and they are in confusion, calling so much and Krishna is not coming and not saving. Bhisham Pitamaya and all, they were not wanting that Draupadi should be naked. But they were not trying at all. Why? Yudhishthira, Bhim, Arjuna, all, they wanted to see how Krishna saves his birth. They saw at last and became satisfied at last. So gopis were telling Krishna, abusing so much. Tabakatha amritam तप्त जीवनम कभीरीडितम कल्मषापहम श्रवण मंगलम इते दोज हु टेल द कृष्ण कथा एंड ही आर देयर स्लॉटर देयर सो मच क्रूवेल बिकॉज कृष्ण कथा इज मृतम मृतम माने विष poison. It makes a life very upset, ashanta. Everything is false. Those who have written that Harikatha is amrit, all is bogus things. Only the ordinary kavis verse tells that this horse is
flying
on the sky. He is as beautiful as moon, but nothing is there. If Krishna Katha is Savana Mangalam, why we are suffering so much? So all in vain. So in whole world, those who take the epothi of Bhagavata in their what?
Arms.
And without any payment, they distribute all these Harikatha without pies. They are most cruel persons. They are cutter. They cut the whole world's sukh, happiness. So we should be very careful from them, gopis are telling. So this is abusing. Krishna is cheater. Krishna is so on. He is what? Always seeking for ladies.
What? Keyboard? Lampat.
Lampat. Dhurta. Chor. But now they are confessing. When Krishna is coming, so lovely appearing, then they thought, oh, yeah, Krishna is so merciful. He is our Priyatam. Why he was away from us? We will ask. Certainly there is something behind this. So Priyatam. Gopis has told, Nagani Apani Dukh, Sabebanchit Tarasukh, More Jadi Dile Dukh, Tar Haido Mahasukh, Sei Dukh Mor Sukhavarja. You know the meaning? We don't
want our personal happiness.
We only want
Krishna's happiness.
If by giving
unhappiness to us, Krishna becomes happy,
then we will be happy. So we want that suffering. So now seeing Krishna there became so happy. Because they saw that Krishna is happy. If they saw, they were seeing that Krishna is unhappy, then they think that we are not happy. Seeing Krishna that he was smiling, they begin to also smiling, all gopis. Krishna is Atma of Atma. So he is called Paramatma. Chetanas Chetananam, you have heard?
Yes.
Upon
Nityanam
Chetanas Chetananam. In what? Upanishad.
Maybe Sutta Sutta.
Upanishad? Sita Sutta Upanishad. Any good? Here, Sarvah Tanvah. That every part of body, Anga, Pratyanga, every Anga became so happy that they become all lotus flower in blossom. Understand? I'm telling wrong English, but
you're telling very sweet.
समझ रहे हैं कुछ? उनके अंग प्रत्यंग एकदम जैसे प्रसन्न हो गया, जैसे मान लो कमल के फूल खिल रहे हैं. It is very easy to speak in English, Bangla or Hindi. Here, two times, here a word, same word has come. Tang biloke agatam, agatam here, and pranam eva agatam, two times. It is not repetition, but it is alankar. So they become stand up, they stood up, because they saw that our pran, our life has come. Krishna is life of life. So Krishna came and they become. Then all Shakti came. Shakti means power, or came in them. It is called Bilas. Bilas means B Purvaka Las. Las means Utfulla. Means to be very happy. And Bilas, more and more.
Especially.
So, when Krishna comes, meets them, going with gopis, gopis are going with Krishna, having his hands on her, soldiers, and their hands there, talking, no link in that talking, without any link, very melodious and madhur. This is called Bilas in Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu. Bilas or Ujjal Linmani. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling Tanu means hands, feet, and all anga, parts of anga. That is called Tanu. This is all Tanu. Here Agar two times is telling that they left the hope that this will be saved. They have left that idea. And they have made up their mind that we will die because Krishna is not found. But when they saw Krishna, he is coming. Two times. Harer Naam. And Harer Naam. Kevalam kalau nasti, 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 gatirevannatha. For
emphasis,
it is told. So, for emphasis, two times agatam. Krishna agatam, pranam agatam. Both. That is, when Krishna will come, their life is there. If Krishna is not there, their life is not there. But we take, we eat, we sleep, we drink, we do everything without Krishna. We are quite opposite. A day should come for us also that without Krishna our life is not there. Then Krishna will come and appear to us. Nothing more. Today, You should take leave.
One question.
What?
Manmatha, Manmatha. Cupid means Kamadeva. He himself became bewildered.
Who?
Kamadeva.
Hmm.
By the beauty of Krishna, he became bewildered. And he also wanted to become like woman, as the sages at Dandakaranya wanted. So the Cupid who became bewildered, is it spiritual?
Spiritual.
Spiritual one.
Not this.
Yeah. And as Baladeva also wanted to serve Krishna and became
Anandamayi.
So is there any evidence that the spiritual Cupid, he has actually fulfilled his desire?
What? Who?
You were saying that...
Any proof?
That he... You were saying he was in the mood that he should become woman, like gopis. So did it actually happen or only he had the idea?
Like Uddhava, he wanted to be a dust of gopis. To serve the dust of lotus feet of gopis.
Yes.
We heard that he has become a plant in Vrindavan, in Uddhava Kund, and he served the gopis lotus feet. If he has done, Jiva Goswami or Vishwanath Chakravarti is telling, the meaning is that Manmath also wants to serve. But like Lakshmi, Kashyapi, what is this look? Oh, gopis, Nagpatni are telling that we don't know. Kasyanubhavo asyana deva vidme. We don't know how Kaliyanag have got the mercy of Krishna. That is, the lotus feet, the dust of feet of Krishna is so valuable that Lakshmi wants it, but he does not have it. But how Kaliya got this? Also, Satyabhama and all wants, but it is very hard to have this. Why Lakshmi did not got? He wanted that thing, to come and join in Ras and to serve Krishna like gopis, but he could not do. So likewise, if Manmath wants, he cannot have all these things. It is very hard for him. But like we want that we should be as a gopi, we are having this mercy, we want. But when it will be fulfilled or not fulfilled, we cannot say. So like Manmath, like so. We have not heard anywhere that he has got that acquiescence. Now we start. Kachit karambujam, kachit karambujam saure, jagrihe anjalinamuda, kachit dadhar tad bahum manse, chandana bhushitam. Here we should know the Siddhanta of Ujjwala Nirmal. Without knowing, we cannot go further an inch. We should know that Gopi, that is, Prem is divided, Rati is divided into three classes: Sadharani, Sammanjasa, and Samartha. Samartha means in order. There are three categories of Rati: Sadharani, Sammanjasa, and Samartha. Samartha Rati is so powerful that it can control Krishna. Gopis have that kind of Rati. Sammanjasa in Dwarka, in Satyabhama Rukmini and all others. It is doubt whether it will control Krishna or not, because it is divided in so many parts: sons, daughter, Rajya, Krishna, and all of them. It is not one
pointed.
Not one pointed. But in Samartha Rati, one pointed Rati. And in Sadharani, like Kobja in Mathura, it is not a prem. This Rati is called Vyabhicharini. For a special time it comes and again goes away. But it has called Sadharani Rati only that the subject of that Rati is Krishna only. Otherwise, it will not called Rati. And because it wants self happiness, so it is called Sadharani. Now, Samartha Rati in Gopis, it divided into so many parts. Especially it depends on the mood what a Rati has towards Krishna. Especially Gopis had two root moods. Mool ka kya hoga? Mool root.
Root.
Two. Tadiya and Madiya. From beginning of frame, Tadiya and Madiya bhav exists. Without this, a frame cannot be done. So some of the gopis have Tadiya bhav and some of them have Madiya bhav. No? The nearer mood of Tadiya bhav is Ruhit to Tadiya bhav. Understand, try to. There are root two bhavs, Tadiya and Madhya. You know Krita and Madhu? There are two kinds of
ghee and honey.
Krita and Madhu. Krit is so chikna,
smooth
and tasteful. But yet it needs some sweet. Madhu is very tasteful. It need no sweet, nothing. It is soft also, very sweet also. So Madhu Sneha is more sweet than Krita Sneha. Krita Sneha is called, it comes in the category of Tadiya Bhav. It needs something more. Here, when that snake goes up in the stage of pranaya, first prem, then snake, then pranaya, and after that man. Otherwise, first prem, then snake, man and pranaya. Two categories. And again they meet. Here, Tadiya Bhav has Krita Sneha and Madhya has Madhu Sneha. So you know that Madhya Bhav and Madhu Sneha is situated in Srimati Radhika. Fully. Tadiya Bhav with Krita Sneha situates in Chandravali. Krita Sneha will be there where there is Dakhinya Bhav. Dakhinya means
Contrary. Means against.
No. What is spelling?
Dakhinya. Dakhinya means you having the mood of Dasya Bhav. What I will tell, you will hear. If I will tell any harsh, মানে কঠোর কোন কথা, ইট ইজ নট লাইক বাই ইউ, এনিথিং পেনিট্রেটেবল, ইউ ক্যান বিপ, বাট ইউ উইল নট অপোজ. দিস ইজ দাস্য ভাব, নিয়ার টু দাস্য ভাব, বাট ইয়েট মধুর. সো মধুর হ্যাভিং ক্যারিং দি ভাব অফ দাস্য সামথিং is called Tadiya Bhav. I am yours. Those gopis who have this mood that Krishna, I am of Krishna. What Krishna likes, I do. If anything which is not uncool to me, favorable to me, I will repent. I will pray Krishna. But I cannot oppose. This is called Dakhinya Bhav, having some mood of Dasya Bhav. Always the mood will be that Krishna should be always priti, pleased. I will not do anything which Krishna does not want something. So I will try to please him by prayers, by darsha bhav, but yet it is madhur bhav, carrying a very little part of darsha bhav. This is called tadiya bhav. No? With grita sneha, with atsam darsha, with prayer and dakhinya bhav. Rightist. Always carrying the order of Krishna. But yet they can rebuke Krishna, but not very strong. Prakhar, you know?
Harshly.
They will tell, "Oh, you are a very good man. You are a very courageous person. I know that you want me. But anyhow, you cannot leave others. So we have made delay and weeping." Like this. Very namra bhav.
Polite.
Mild. This is called dakshinya bhav. It situates very strongly and in highest mode in Chandravali. When there is some difference, 1, 2, 3, 10 point, decimal 10, then not equal to them, not equal to Chandravali, some less, but in mane bahut anso mein
more degrees,
but not fully, where it lives, they are called swapaksha. Very little difference.
Swapaksha.
And much like Chandravali, Dakhinya, and Tadiya Bhav, then it is called Swapaksha. And they are anugata to them. Anugata means they are
following,
always following. And these are called Sakhi, Ashta Sakhi, Priyanarma Sakhi. That is Padma and Shabda. No? Most important Sakhis. But their degrees are not one. No? Chandravali is first, and he is head of all. And Sabya, Padma, and all others, their sakhi always serving Chandravali. No? They are called Swapaksha. But if it, I am saying not it is written in Ujjalmani, I am telling person to make understanding. When it goes out of 10%, but mostly 10% opposite bhav, that is madhusne, and 90% and more than that, towards dakhinya bhav, grita sneha, and tadiya bhav, then they are called suhit pak. No? Swapaksha means always trying to do good of his sakhi. And to remove all the obstacles to meet Krishna. That is called Ishta Sadhan anishta,
anishta,
anishta badhak. Two words, darshanic words, means ishta sadhak. I will do what makes our sakhi so happy. To meet with Krishna, this is the most important thing for gopis. So they try to meet Krishna, ishta sadhak, anishta badhak. No obstacle should come. If obstacle comes, they try to avoid, remove. This is Swapaksha. Suhidapaksha, they help their sakhis like Swapaksha, but not like them. Like Bhadra is Suhidapaksha of Chandravali. No? Why Paksha and Vipaksha? A thing which will be very ruchikar to me, ruchikar, you know, tasteful to me, and you have the same taste, no? Then you are friend. What I want and you not want. If I favor for Raganuga and you have favor for Raganuga, then you are my friend. No? So, when I have no ruchi, what Madhya have, but not totally like Chandravali, then they are Suhidapak. Understand? Where there is Madhya Bhav, Krishna is mine. And where there is should certainly be Madhusne. Certainly it will be Madhusne. And they will certainly be of Bhamya. Leftist. They want to please Krishna more than Madhya Bhav. And they can read Krishna heart. So they sometimes become crooked. Manmati more. Chandravali also have man. He will man, but she will weep. And they will not weep. Black should go away from here. No compromise. Krishna is sitting and
praying,
sitting and
standing, praying again,
watching on the door. How she will be out of man? He doing so many tests, and she only sees by the corner of Krishna, her eyes. From the core of heart, he wants that I should love Krishna, I should please Krishna. But his mind is so crooked that he is not hearing of his mind. There is quarrel between heart and mind. Heart wants to meet Krishna, but mind becomes like a serpent. So this is man. And Krishna should pray, not that gopi will pray. So this is Madhya. His mind. Why he went there? This is the mood there. And she will not pray. He should pray. She should pray. This is called Madhya Ghrita Sneha. Madhu Sneha. But you should know, where there is Madhu Sneha, Ghrita Sneha is automatically there. Understand? Krishna certainly be there where this is. madhur sneha. So ghrita sneha and madhur sneha both incomplete. No? Here the bhav mood of madhya man bhamya bhav and madhur sneha, where there are combination of all, it situates in Radhika in highest, and those who follow them, her, are called Ashta Sakhi, Vishesh Sakhi, Priya Narma Sakhi. They are Swapaksha of Radhika. Swapaksha. Their Swamini is Srimati Radhika. And they always follow her. But some difference, but nearer to this bhav, are Suhid of Radhika, that is Shyamala. Shyamala is Bhamya bhav. She appreciates Srimati Radhika. But something is there that, oh, Radhika is so man that she... of this shlok. This is the back end of this shlok.
You should tell shlok also.
This shlok kachit karam bhujam. This is the shlok in the Rasa Shastra. Yes. Okay. And all what I am telling all are the background from Ujjvalita. Yes. By this you can, by your own you can understand these things. Otherwise, you will not understand all these things. Then, Suhit Paksha of Srimati Radhika, having the same mood, but percentage is some less, that is Suhit Paksha. These are something, there are something. They are not willing to do. And Radhika ji se kuch bhav mein bhav waisa nahi hai, then they are Suhit Pak. They can help them. Lalita Vishaka Chitra Champak Lata, all Swapaksha means they are wanting ishta sadhan and anishta badhak. They are Shyamala, and like Shyamala, there are so many sakhi. They are Suhit to Radhika, but not like then like Lalita Vishakha. So they are Suhit. Now, I have told you that the mood which is nearer, that is Madhya Bhav, is called Suhid of Madhya. And nearer to Tadiya, there are they are Suhid of Tadiya. So Bhadra is of Madhya. No, Tadiya. Some little Madhya. So it is Suhid of Shyamala. And Shyamala is Suhid of Srimati Radhika. No? So we see that in morning, daily Shyamala comes to Srimati Radhika to hear all these things, nectar of what was coming in the night. But again she goes away. And she is Yutheshwari. Bhadra is also Yutheshwari. Four Yutheshwari. Chandravali, Bhadra, Radhika and Shyamala. But Lalita, Vishakha, eight Sakhis, and also Padma, Shabda and eight Sakhis, are also Yudheshwari. Even Rup Manjari has the quality to be Yudheshwari. But they serve Radhika. Like manner, Shabya and Padma are Yudheshwari. But they are left, they are forgotten their Yudheshwari bhava. And they want to serve Krishna through Chandra. Now, what is the relation between Srimati Radhika and Suhit Bhava of Chandravali? That is Bhadra. Simply be tatast of Radhika. Means?
More near to Chandravali, but like neutral.
Like neutral mane, no anist badak, no ist badak. Not that. Sing Srimati Radhika. They will not admire fully to Radhika because they are tadiya bhav in Bhadra. So she will want to be tapast. If there will come occasion, they will want to meet Krishna with Chandravali. And for Shyamala, she will be tatastha with Chandravali. But if any occasion will come, she can help Srimati Radhika. Always eager to help Radhika. But not fully as Srimati Lalita Vishakha. There are some categories also. All standing on the basis of Tadiya and Madiya. So in Srimad Bhagavat here, Kachit Karam Bhujam Saure Jagrihe Anjalini Muda Anjalina Muda Kachit Dadhar Tarbahum Anse Nasta Chandarushitam Bhushitam. Here seven kind of gopis has been described in coming slokas. Seven kinds of gopis. Four this fifth Lalita second and Padma and Bhadra, Padma, Shabya, Lalita, and anyone else. We will describe here. Here he is telling, he has divided in two parts, Tadi and Madiya. First group is of Tadiya, and second group is Madiya. Here, Swapaksh, Suhid of Tadiya is among first. No? In first group, Tadiya and the Suhid of Tadiya. And in second group, Madiya and his group. And rest will be told later on. Here first, Kachit Karam Bhujam, Saure. Saure means, I have told you, because Sukadeva Goswami is somewhat angry to Krishna. Gopis are so saral, simple, not simple.
Straightforward.
Straightforward. No. But sarul siddhi hai. Not. Sarul siddhi, tu bahut sarul hai.
Liberal?
Simple terms.
Simple ka bhi. Simple mane dress se simple bhi ho sakta hai.
Simple terms, mood bhi hai.
Sab mila karke.
Simple terms.
Very simple in thoughts and everything. Very simple, no crooked.
In
no.
Good way or?
Good way. Gopis are same, but Gopit has offered herself, themselves, in the lotus foot of Krishna. They left their houses, husbands, and everything. Their shingar, you know, their shingar, ornaments, everything. They were doing kajal. Only that was touched in the eyes, and they left, and they ran away for Krishna. They were serving their husbands. They were distributing foods to their husbands. They were preparing chapati and all other things for their husbands and children. Everything they forget, and they ran away to Krishna. But Krishna is so crooked that gopis were missing Krishna, and they were searching Krishna. They became mad for Krishna, and they were ready to give their lives. From heart, their life came up to here. Only it was some baki, some rest. Otherwise, if they have come to mouth or eyes or but Krishna seeing everything, knowing everything, and he was not coming to gopis. So, oh, you are very Bahadur. Bahadur means? Bahadur means what?
Clever.
Bahadur means? Khubir. बहुत बहादुर तुम है, बहुत वीर है तुम। तुम लोगों ने गोपियों को रुला दिया, बहुत वीर बने हो। यू आर सो ब्रेव, यू आर सो पावर, पावरफुल, पावरफुल सिपाही, सिपाही यू नो, सोल्जर, योद्धा। दैट यू हैव make gopis weeping. So you are very Bahadur. If you can make weep to Kansa and Jarasandha, you are certainly a brave man. But to make weep gopis, it is not a very good thing. So he is angry somehow. So he is calling that Sore. Sur, Sur mane veer. Sur means
Bir
mane bir.
So you're saying Kshatriya. Kshatriya.
Kshatriyas are very fond of battling. So you are a battling man. So if you, in battle you can parajit kar dega to, defeat them, it is very good. To defeat gopis is not so good. So he is called. So gopis are seeing that Krishna is coming very slowly to us in a sweet mood, some same, some smiling, some eyes down, in a mood that I should pray you, you should मुझको क्षमा करें, एक्सक्यूज अस, आई हैव डन सम रॉन्ग, हैविंग रैप्ड हिज पीताम्बर इन अ मूड ऑफ प्रेइंग, ही इज कमिंग, गोपीज सा कृष्ण, दे आर अबाउट टू डाई, दे गॉट सम स्ट्रेंथ, दे स्टूड अप, एंड दे बिकेम ऑल्सो smiling face. Now when Krishna came, Krishna sat down, they also sat down, some were standing also, There were so many Yutheshwaris, lakhs and lakhs Yutheshwaris. So in one youth, they collected their bell.
Dupatta
means? What is the meaning of dupatta? What is dupatta? Dupatta? You know dupatta?
Yes.
Dupatta, why dupatta? One patta. Two patta. One for Krishna and other for. One end for them and another end for Krishna. Do patta. So, one kachit. Kachit means anyone.
One of them.
He took the hands of Krishna in their hands. And kachit dadhara tadbahu anse chandana bhushitam. And another gopi took the arms of Krishna on his soldier, on her soldier. Both are sitting. No? Who met first Krishna and went nearer and catch hold of his hands in her hands? Who is she? Prominent of all. And who should be named? Why? Because this is Dakshina Bhava. Oh, where you are? Where? I was dying. As you are not remembering me. And began to weep. 1, 2, 3 drops. Today was. Stop anywhere. Without a semicolon, full stop. So fourth shloka. Kachit karambujam saure jagrihe anjilinamuda kachit dadhara tadbahu manse chandana pushita. Jiva Goswami is telling that this gopi who is taking the lotus feet of lotus hands of Krishna in their hands, she is sitting nearer to Krishna, and now she is so happy. And she is mridu. Mridu means?
Mild.
And sakha parayat dasya. Sakha but is having a mood of dasi. And kanta paradhina. And she is in order of Krishna. Krishna basi bhuta. And also Dakshina. I have explained Dakshina and Bama. She is Dakshina. Who is she? She is the main among all these things. Those who have Tadiya Bhav. She is best of them. She came at once and catch hold of lotus hands of Krishna in her lotus hands. Especially, she was so much tired in searching Krishna there. For a long time she was searching and searching and weeping, so she was tired. Now she has come and she at once sat down with where Krishna was sitting. It is not written by what hand, left or right, she has caught hold of right or left hand. But what she has caught hold of what hand, by what hand? Jiva Goswami is supposing that she is sitting in the left hand of Krishna. Because married wives can sit in the left hand of. So she is thinking that I am order of Krishna. So she must be sitting in left hand of Krishna. In left hand, this hand, she is having the left hand of Krishna. No? And other kachit dadhara tad bahum anse chandana bhushitam. Another gopi came and she also sat near Krishna and he took the hands of Krishna on her shoulder. She is Prakhara. The first one was the Mridu, but she is Prakhara. He has not taken his hand, Krishna hands in his laps or anywhere. Here. Prakhara. And Vyakta Sakhya. Not like Dasamishra. Sakhibhav. Mani. Same as Krishna. She is not Paradhina like first Chandravati. She has some also mood of Bhamya Bhav, but yet Paradhina. So she should be Suhrid of Chandravati. But yet she is Dakshina also. 60% Dakshina and only 40% Bhamya Bhav. And she actually whole thing first Chandravali, Dakshina Bhav, Mridu, and having all the qualities of Tadiya Bhav. She is also of Tadiya Bhav, but something she has of Madhya Bhav also. So she is Suhrida and that is called Bhadra. The name of the Sakhi is Bhadra. In four, first is Swapaksha, Swa himself, Chandravali. Then Suhitpaksha is Bhadra, but she is Tatastha of Srimati Radhika. Here, she was sitting in Kunj. All were sitting in Kunj. All were searching Krishna. So, from where this Tambul Vitika came? Tambul Vitika? Pan ki bidi? You know tambul bati kya?
Tambul is betel nut.
Betel nut. From where? Who get? Oh, Jogmaya is managed from all these things. Chandan, tambul, vetika, and all the things for Shringar. Everything is managing Jogmaya. You have read Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur?
Yes.
You understand? You can read and you can see.
Sukadev Goswami describes the loving behavior in their individual ecstatic moods of some of the principal gopis in the five verses beginning Kachit. His lotus hand means, in particular, his right hand, as will be made clear in the explanation of the second half of this verse.
First, took the right hand of Chandravali, right hand. Because he is sitting in front, then right hand will be on left of Chandravali, like us. No?
Yes.
So she is taking. And the second gopi, bam. Bahu on her right shoulder. Then
she grabbed implies that she did this out of eagerness to touch him, based on her shy affection for him. This gopi, since she touches the Lord with reverence, has the kind of affection which is called ghee-like.
Huh?
Like ghee.
Ghee, mani ghrita sneha. See, as ghrita sneha, it comes in tadiya bhav. Srimati Chandravali has more ghrita sneha. She has some lace, and also in lace, she has some madhu sneha also. So she is suhi. Again?
Being based on identifying herself as belonging to him. That means Tadiyabha. Subservient to her lover, she is a right wing gopi. Dakshina. And because she is the first to speak, she is understood as the oldest of all of them.
And she is Shyamala.
No, this is Chandravali.
Chandravali.
First.
And second is Shyamala. Not Bhadra. I have told wrong. Wrong name. She is Shyamala. Because she has some Bhamya Bhav. But yet she is that thing. Then?
Another gopi takes his arm, which is smeared with chandan, this being his left arm, as it is fitting that she should stand to the left side of her lover. This second gopi, since she is taking it upon herself to embrace him, while still retaining a semblance of reverence, has the kind of affection known as honey-like, mixed somewhat with ghee-like affection. Thus she is manifesting intimate friendship, as if her lover were under her control, and at the same time remains to an extent right-wing.
Still right, but some mixing, madhusne, so it should be Shyamala. Then next slok. Kachit anjalina grihanat tanmi tambul charvicham ekatadangri kamalam santaptastanayorabhat. Kachid anjalina. This is called anjali. What is the English word?
Folded hands.
Folded hand. This is folded hand.
But this is open folded.
Both.
There is difference between this and this.
This is open folded.
This is to take something. And this is to pray. What folded hand? Any special word? In Sanskrit, this the words words mane bhar bahan karte hain,
carry
the same sense as in this word anjalina, not folded hand like this. This is folded hand also. Sometimes gopi do that like this. Don't come. Kachit anjalina grahanat tanmi. Tanmi means very sundari, beautiful. So beautiful. Grahanat tambul charvistam. Tambul. Battle net, which was the rush has been taken.
Two days.
And Eka Tadangri Kamalam Santaptas Tanyor Dadhat. And another took the lotus feet of Krishna upon their breast. Because heart was so tapta,
hot
burning because of virah, virah vedana. So now to make it
cool,
and the lotus feet of Krishna is so cool, so he wanted to make her heart so cool, so she took it. Now you cannot go leaving us. I have taken your feet here so that you cannot run, you cannot go. Here both Sakhi, here Jiva Goswami is telling Tanvi and both are very beautiful. It means when it is taking the battle net of Krishna, it is Dakshinna Bhav.
Rightest.
Dakshinna Bhav. And also Tadiya Bhav. And it seems that she is serving to first main. In same category, this is Sapaksha of Chandravali. In this first, this is look, it is not written that from whom mouth they took battle net. But Prakaran means the subject is
subject matter.
Is going on with Krishna, because Krishna was sitting, Krishna was giving darshan, he was coming to Gopi. So by this subject matter we can see that she took the battle net from the mouth of Krishna. Who will take? Radhika will not take. She will ready to give her battle net to Krishna. Only you should take. Why laughing? So it is in the category of Dakshinna Bhav, in not Vamana Bhav. But if Lalita and Dhanishtha will give Radhika, she will take it at once and divide in Sakis, and she will take it. But directly she will not take. If Krishna give him a lotus flower, no, she will not take. But at once Chandrali will take. She is taking that betelnut by one hand. She is so kamalangi, soft body, so soft body, like petal of lotus. She cannot take by one hand. Tambul Bhitika is very little. She could have taken it by one hand, but no. Anjalina, she is so krishangi, she is so
lean and thin.
Lean and thin, not everywhere, here, that she cannot have the weight of Tambul by one hand. She will
fall over.
She will be double. So he. And because she was searching Krishna without eating, without drinking, without everything, and she is tired also, so by Anjali. This down.
Huh?
How? This? Like maid servant. So it is also a sakhi of very near and dear sakhi to Chandravati. He had not given them, but Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has discovered that name also. She is also mridu like Chandravali, but not so climax. Mridu means
mild.
Mild talk. She can talk. Where you have gone? We are so dukhi.
Unhappy.
Unhappy by you. You should not go. Are you not seeing my sakhi? How she is sad. How she has become mad. You should not treat like so. So she is mridu. If he'll go, we'll leave our life. Like this. Mridu. She knows that Krishna did offense. She cannot tell that you should return. And where you are, you should go. But Lalita Vishakha, Lalita can tell. Not Vishakha. Lalita can tell. And Srimati also can tell Lalita by eyes of corner. That tell him that he at once returned where he was. So she was seeing from a very distant place like this. She was so angry. And in that mood, after that it will come. Another gopi, more mridu and more nearer to Chandravali, Dakhinna Bhav and having Tadiya Bhav and also as a dashi, she took the feet, lotus feet of Krishna on his breast. And I have explained that it was so cool that she wanted to cool her heart. This is also a sakhi, but carrying a mood of dasya bhav, dasi, like Chandravali. And she is next to Chandravali, that is Padma. Padma and Shabya are both like Lalita Vishakha of Ashra Sakhi of Radhika. They are Ashra Sakhi of Chandravali.
She is Prakhara, Lalita. She is also Prakhara, but Mridu Prakhara. There are so many kinds of Prakhara. She is also in control of his Kant. Kant means Krishna. We should see Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Those who, one Sakhi who took the, you can read and I will explain. You can read English?
Because she took the betel nut with her folded palms, this gopi has a friendship.
Folded palm.
Palm, no?
Yeah. This is Dashi with a Maitri combined, not in Bhamya Bhav. And she is nearer sitting. Radhika and his associates are
distance.
She is also in the control of Kant, Krishna. So she must be Sabya. What are the qualities I have told in morning of Swapaksha, Ishta Sadhan, Anishta Badhak? Both are same. Ishta Sadhak and Anishta Badhak. And Vipaksh to them, Ishta Badhak, Anishta Sadhak. For Chandravali, Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Visakha, all, they are Ishta Badhak and Anishta Sadhak. And Swapaksha, Ishta Sadhak, Anishta Badhak. कोई समझ रही? देखो, जैसे देखो, you can see how it is. Once Krishna was meeting in Bhandirban with gopis. All gopis was gathered there. All were playing, doing bilas. Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha, Roop Manjari and all other gopis, Swapaksha. In the meantime, Chandravali, Padma, the Sakhi of Chandravali, has some parrot. And that parrot went to Padma and told that, oh, all are playing in Bandirban. She went straight to Javat and told Mother Jatila, that Mother, take my pranam, namaskar. I have come to see my Sakhi, Srimati Radhika. Is she in home? She said, no, she searched. Where she is? I know where she is. She is playing very in happy mood with Krishna in Bhandirban, and your praise is going over whole world, that your Badu is so good character. Seeing, hearing this fact, she became furious, so furious, and took a stick on her hand and went to, because she was old, she went just to the kuti of Yogmaya, Purnima, Purnamasi, and told that you praise always to my daughter-in-law. Do you know where she is? She is playing with Krishna and our whole cool
family
are ruined just. You should come and we should see she is in Bandirvan playing with all gopis. Jogmaya told that this fact is quite wrong.
Impossible.
It will not be so. She became pleased and told that I am coming with you. And at once she went to Mukhara and caught hold of her. See how your Natini, the mother of Kritika, is Mukhara. And the mother of
granddaughter
of Srimati Radhika is Mukhara. And she daily comes to Javad to see Radhika. And she loves so much. So Mukhara and the Jatla are friends. So she took her also, and these three went, and his husband also,
Abhimanyu,
went with them with a very motor.
Big
bamboo. That I will see Krishna and I will see my wife. They all four went there. In the meantime, a parrot of Krishna, that is Suki Daksha. She was so clever. Daksha. Daksha means expert in everything. She at once told to Vishakha that they are four coming to see Krishna. So beware, be careful. In the meantime, Vishakha went there. She East Sadhak on East Badhak. Vishakha, East Sadhak of Radhika, how they can meet, and there would not come any blame. So she is careful for this. So to escape Srimati Radhika and Krishna, she managed. She went there and told Srimati Radhika, at once she should go out from here. And she managed Suval to wear all the dress of Radhika. And he looks like as Radha. And all Sakhi went out of that kunj, and only the Krishna Sakha were sitting, and some Sakha wearing the dress of Lady.